Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Hypnosis, and Ask Dr. Rhonda. We help clients reach goals that matter to you. Our new show sponsor is Mutare Hypnosis, located at 60 State Street, Boston, or by Skype around the world. Look us up on www.mutarehypnosis.com, MutareHypnosis.com. Today's topic is Be the Dad. I know that this, as Father's Day is approaching, a lot of guys are struggling with being a dad and the issues that go along with that. It's apparently a lot of hard work. But I'd just like to share my view of this, and I confess this is probably a good time to tell you. I was daddy's little girl. I was crazy about my dad, but no particular reason, and that's part of the point of this show. He's just a regular guy. He was steady. I knew where he was going to be. I lived with my parents until each of them passed away, so I spent a lot of time with him. And I believe that all that people who love you and care about want from you is time with you. So if you don't think you're spending enough time with your kids, try to figure out how to spend even just a little more. Even if you're not in contact, you're not close to their mom, work out so you can have a phone call with the kid. It doesn't have to be anything special. Thinking being a parent is special all the time is probably a bad idea. Because children want the steadiness, the knowing dad's going to be there, the knowing that they're a constant in our lives, that parental guidance and support is constant, even though they don't always agree with us. If you didn't have a dad in your life, look for other models of other people, other men you can admire, and follow what they did. Because it's not like it's anything new or exciting under the sun. But it's also, parenting, as best I can tell, is not being a parent myself, I'm a great auntie, is parenting is more about being there and being guidance. What do they say? You want to give your children roots and wings. But that's a process, and it doesn't happen quickly. And I think parenting is another one of those many things where people say being married is hard work. Jeez, if being married is that hard, maybe you're in the wrong marriage. But there are some work involved. But I want you guys to remember it doesn't have to be a big deal. Preponderantly, the things you remember about your parents, and I hope you had a dad in your life, but even if you didn't, hopefully you had at least one supportive parent. And what are the things you remember most about them? It'll be something small. It'll be the little things that accumulate into how you love that person and how they love you. Speaking of the subject of love, I want to encourage all of you dads who maybe think you can't use the L word because you're just not used to it. Wake up. You're in the 21st century. Learn to tell people you love that you love them. It's quite popular now. Not necessarily a sign of weakness. There's a bunch of folk I've heard, grown men in my office, crying because their father never told them they loved him. And now dad is gone. So that's, for some people, not a good thing. And I know some people were not raised to be demonstrative or to say these kind of things. But it's important sometimes for the people on the other end to feel or to know that you love them. Now, my dad was one of those. He was an old school guy. I mean, I joke about this. But I know my father loved me, but I don't think he ever said it. He might have said it once or twice, but not much. That was just how he was. But I'm okay with that. But for those of you who are not okay with how you think your dad maybe responded to you, then be the change you want to see, to steal from good material. Be that dad you wish you'd had. But that doesn't, as I say, that doesn't mean you're spending a lot of money running around taking your kids all over the place and doing all this other stuff and all these other things, because you see people on TV do these kind of things. Like this week, Kanye and Kim West took their baby to Disney. It's a two-year-old. Newsflash, two-year-olds can have a great time at Disney. They will not remember it. So while it was, I mean, there's a couple with untold resources to take them and 15 or 20 people with them to Disney and all this other stuff. Fantastic opportunity. If you want to go to Disney, go ahead. But do not think your two-year-old is going to remember it. It has no meaning to them. They're happy with a pot, a pan, and a spoon in the kitchen or playing with your iPad. So it doesn't have to be a big special deal. And if you happen to be fortunate and you live here in New England, we have lots of things you can do on the bus, on the subway, without driving your kids, without going all over hither and yon. You can do pack a lunch, make sandwiches, take the bus down to the Boston Common, go on the Swan boats. I think they're about $2 or $3 a piece, or just sit there and buy the Swan boats and watch things go by with your little lunch. That's all, everything to the children. They may not think so at the time. Now, this may not work on your teens. Then you have to do a slightly different activity structure. But to steal also from Dr. Field, you teach people how to treat you. So if you teach your children that you'll be there, you're in their lives, you're not just the wailing wall when they have a problem, you're a constant, that also allows you to relax a little during the times when you are actually with them. So consider that it's okay if things haven't worked out with you and their mom, and that's how that part is. But the part with your children is something else you want to cultivate a different relationship with. So consider a way to work that out, if at all you can, if that is meaning for you as a dad at all. If you feel you're missing the dad boat, then figure out a way to get on the dad boat. Join a support group with other guys who may have been struggling. There's going to be more and more of these groups where you guys can talk about the things that, how to be a better dad, what's the meaning. Because we don't learn things from out of the air. Of course, you can read up on it, you can study up on the Internet. But the part where we human beings learn as an iterative process. We learn from telling stories to each other and talking about things. And one advantage also in talking about being a dad with other dads is that you find out you're not alone. You are not alone. And that has great power. And a lot of guys like team processes and team events and doing things in groups and watching things, whatever. But the part where you stop for a minute and you say, hey, how are your kids this week? And having a minute with your friends and just talk about that. What did they do? And how did you respond to it? Gee, that was a good idea. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. But for some people, just the actual sitting down and having a discussion with another adult who very often is sharing a similar issue. If you have teenagers, whether they're boys or girls, that's an uphill battle. You may go back in the Wayback Machine and remember how much of a bag of Skittles you were when you were a teenager. And remember that at some point, you turn the corner into adulthood and you realize that some of the things you did when you were a teenager were maybe not the smartest things going, but you got over them, you learned, and you moved on. So don't be surprised when your children go into the same part of the stuff with a slightly different format, and of course they now have the lovely Internet to follow them for the rest of their lives, that there are things going on you may not even know about also, that some of the other dads can share with you as far as the cautions around making sure your children are safe. But you might not even know if you can just kind of sit up and assume you're going to become a better dad on your own. So I encourage you to think about joining a group or starting a group or even just talking with your regular guy friends. How's the dad thing going? There's all kinds of resources available for parenting and, being a better dad online. But remember that as far as I can tell, and you could think about it yourself, think about what were the best events that you remember from times with your dad. I've told the story probably before, but the things I remember with my dad were like small little things. I'd follow him around with little tools. My father was a handy kind of guy. He did things around the house. I can wallpaper, paint, put down tile, caulk bath, basic house stuff, because he's a handy kind of guy. I can bait my own hook, I can fish, I can, I had my, being left-handed, I had to have a left-handed reel. Okay, I didn't have to, but my dad got me a left-handed reel so I could fish more comfortably with him. So we just do stuff together, and the things that I liked, my dad was a professional cook, so he would cook things, he'd make breakfast, he'd sit and just talk about stuff. We talked about baseball, he was a fan, and this is another one of those challenges. Sometimes people say, well, what do I talk about with my kids? Find out what they want to talk about, and it may be difficult at first. It's one of those other challenges. You're not going to come in and, like, do a James Brown and throw a cape over it. Those of you old enough to remember when James Brown did that. And everything's going to be fine. This is a process. Your children need to know you, get to know you a little better, find out that you're a constant in their lives, that you love them, you care about them, you want to be with them. So it may take them a little while. And there's also studies being done now, because some of our children spend so much time online, that the verbal communication skills that you may assume are normal and natural are not being developed in the same way. That's okay, so just recognize it may take you a little while to walk your way through it. One of the conversations I'm encouraging people to start with is, your kid's got a smartphone or a tablet or whatever, probably. Get them to show you their favorite app. Have you got any good apps? Let them talk to you about, even if it's silly, even if it's the stupidest thing you ever heard of, pay no attention to that. Ask them to show you how it works. What do you use it for? How does it work with something else? How does it help you be more productive? How do you do your homework on your iPad? I mean, those kind of things. You can ask them questions they're interested in because they have an app they like, and that's something they will talk to you about and discuss with them. How does this compare to other apps in the same field? Don't think they don't know, because they do. They'll say, well, I used this other app 6 months ago, and it was okay. It started, and then it started locking up, and it wouldn't do. But the point is, listen while they talk to you, and let them have the discussion. Let them just, tell you a little bit about it. Say, Dale, thanks for sharing. That's a good app. Maybe I'll download that, take a look at it. If they're interested in sports, what's the sport they're interested in? Do a little research online. Find out if they're into soccer or they play soccer in school, lacrosse, field hockey, whatever sport. Do a little research. Find out what college levels are being done or high school level sports here in Massachusetts. All those sports are played here. There are websites to learn a little bit about them. Ask what their ranking is. How's their school doing? And, they may well know. Are there other interests? Interested in art, drawing, painting? What kind of art are they doing lately? Have them show you some. And then appreciate it. Do not be critical. I repeat. Do not be critical. Be positive and supportive of whatever it is, as long as it's not dangerous. Whatever it is, be positive and supportive, even if you have to plan to be positive and supportive. I know there are some people who are used to correcting folks, and I know you're doing it for their own good, but every so often, you don't want to be corrected. Okay, all the time. Nobody wants to be corrected. If you want to develop a positive relationship with your children, because believe you me, you two may be small children now or medium children now. They're going to be adults a whole lot longer than they were ever children. Because, we're children, 15 to 20 or maybe 25 years at the most. After that, the next 70 years, they're adults. So if you want to try to make that connection now if you can. If not, for whatever reason, you weren't able to make a connection sooner, go back. If that is meaning for you, go back and become a person in their lives. It's not too late as long as both of you are living. Now, they may not want you in their life, and that's their prerogative. For whatever reason, if they don't want you in their life, get out. Go find someone else. Sign up for, Big Brothers, whatever program, volunteer at the Y, Urban League, some other way. If you want to work with children, there's plenty of opportunities for grown people to work with children if that has meaning for you. If your own children, if you had bad habits or things went wrong in some way you can't seem to fix, that's okay. If you have that, if you want to be a dad, you don't have to be a biological dad. You can be a supportive grown-up in the lives of other children, because you never know when something you say that might be, you didn't think was a big deal, but was a word of encouragement into someone else's life. You can be that word of encouragement into someone else's life if you're willing to listen and to support them at a time you don't may not even know that had meaning to you. The people that you had may have had a meaning in your life that spoke positive things into your life, a teacher who encouraged and supported you, they probably don't have any idea that that day you were having a bad time at home or whatever, and you went to school or you went to sports activity or something, and somebody encouraged or supported you or told you you were doing a good job, and you felt better. You can be the person who supports those other people in those lives. So I want to encourage you to consider how you can be the dad you didn't have, or you did have, the way I did. And I wish you all a happy Father's Day.